Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I suppose bring this back 7:23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Grant LaBeouf is our guest and a great member of our Brain Trust, author of Digital Selling, the founder of Sticky Marketing Club, stickymarketingclub.com. Is that right, Grant?
Stickymarketing.com.
Just stickymarketing.com. All right, so check it out.
That's
there,
right, yeah.
And you'll find all the things that he does to help people put their best foot forward online and in social media. So, Grant, you're in London, England. How is sticky marketing different in England or in Europe than it is in the United States? Is there a difference?
That's a great question. I think the differences are subtle. I mean, the UK in terms of Europe is the heaviest user of video in Europe, and I think, you know, we're on a par with the United States on that. So if you went into some of the other European countries, you might find slightly less use of video, but not much, but a little bit. And I'd say that the UK is a very mature market online. In fact, in terms of retail shopping, I think, again, we're up there with the United States, and other parts of Europe are slightly behind that curve. But I think the differences are quite subtle. They're cultural differences, which, of course, you've always had in any sales and marketing across the globe, dealing with different cultures and people.
But do customers respond differently to social media messages over there than they do in the United States?
I don't think so. I think it's a really good point, actually. And working in both countries, I get to see this firsthand. And I don't think so. I think, you know, apart from the cultural nuances, which you always get between countries, I think it's pretty similar. You know, I suppose, you know, that the internet has made the world smaller. It's more of a global world, and we react in very similar ways.
Well, and the reason I'm asking, one of the reasons I'm asking the question, the reason I like your answer is because, you know, when you and I are probably gone, there'll be people in London, Connecticut, doing a whole lot of business with people in London, England, little small businesses on Main Street, you know, doing business with customers in London, England. And I hope that's the truth. I hope it stays that way, because that's the future. The future I see is when I think of Main Street businesses doing business, I see them doing business on main streets all over the world.
Yeah, I agree. I think the world's getting smaller, and it's easier to do business, you know, across the globe. And yeah, I think that is definitely a trend that we'll see continue.
Yeah. So one real quick question: did you say that the UK, that the continent is not as advanced in video as America is, or did you say mobile? I forgot exactly how you said that.
Yeah, so it's that the UK is the heaviest user of video online in Europe,
right?
And it's pretty much on a par with the United States. There are places in
the continent isn't. Why do you think it is?
It's a good question. I think the adoption of it's been slightly slower, but I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want to give the wrong impression here. It's only a little bit behind. It's not grossly behind.
But the reason I'm surprised is you guys were way ahead of us on mobile. You guys were mobile way before the United States was.
Yeah. We're ahead, and again, mobile commerce e-commerce in general in the UK is some of the most advanced in the world. But I think some of that's because we're a small island, so delivery and other things is easier.
Makes it easier. All right, I want to change subjects. You guys had a big vote last year, the Brexit vote for England to leave the EU. Where are things at right now? I got a couple of minutes.
Yeah, Jim, it's a mess at the moment. So there are two tracks for the negotiations. The first track is that we have to have the divorce settlement, as it were. How much is Britain going to pay to leave the EU?
Wow.
And then the second part is the trade talks.
Why do you have to pay anything?
Oh, because there are agreements that have been, so they say, there are agreements that have been made that we were part of the financial obligations beyond when we leave, and so we need to settle our responsibilities, as it were, on leaving. So that's the argument.
But so it's, it's past obligations, not extortion.
Yeah, it's future. It's obligations that we signed up to, which we'll still. They're saying we still have, even though we've left because we signed up for them at the time.
So it's alimony. It's alimony. Child support.
Well, they've called it the divorce settlement. So you're absolutely right. It's alimony, and those have stalled. It's rumoured that we may have a breakthrough in December, but in the meantime, we're almost a year into the negotiations. And pretty much nothing has happened. And, of course, we're leaving in March 2019.
Right.
So we haven't got that long to get a trade agreement in place.
Right. So what do you think is going to happen?
Do you know what?
Are you happy with the decision to leave EU?
I think for most businesses at the moment, what's killing us all is the uncertainty.
Right.
You know, business can operate in any environment, but you need to know
uncertainty
what you're planning
is a killer.
For at the moment.
Yeah,
we don't know. We just don't know.
But did you vote for it or against it?
I voted to remain in.
Yeah.
Okay. I was worried by the ramifications of leaving, and so far I haven't been made to feel any easier about it.
Yeah, I see. Well, I hope you'll continue to keep us posted on things, and as you come back and tell us more, teach us more about online marketing.
I'll be happy to. Thanks very much for having me, Jim.
Thanks. Grant LaBeouf, ladies and gentlemen. The website is stickymarketing.com. The book is called Digital Marketing. Grant LaBeouf. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.